So tell me a little bit about the podcast,
ASEAN Connection.
When did it start and how did it come to be?
So the ASEAN Connection was a show that was inspired by conversations I had with my friend John, in that I really felt like I didn't feel like I was an Asian enough. Like growing up, I grew up in a predominantly white town and I didn't have much of an identity with my Asian culture because I didn't have any Asian friends. At some points, I even hated myself being Asian because everyone was white and I wanted to be like them in a way. But I was consuming Asian media in terms of YouTubers like Timothy De La Ghetto or Wong Fu Productions. And even though I was able to watch them and learn about some things about what it means to be an Asian, I couldn't really connect with them because they had their own culture. Like they were mainly based in California. So I felt this lack of identity. And as I got older, going into the field of journalism, I really found this passion for storytelling and learning about many different things, including learning about myself. And also being in an environment like Carleton University, being how diverse it is, I love learning about culture, period. But I also wanted to learn about myself. So with the ASEAN Connection, the point and the concept of that show is to really understand what it means to be Asian in today's world. When it comes to talking about popular culture things like K-pop and K-drama or anime. So we talk about those things, or even like cultural references like dim sum or pho or Filipino culture, that such. But then we also talk about the social justice side in terms of some of the things I've learned about our community, in terms of, for example, us having a culture on not being very vocal on social justice issues enough because we were built, we grew up in a culture where we weren't taught to be outspoken on things. And the point of the ASEAN Connection is to try to inspire change within our community, be more vocal, especially in light of the anti-Asian attacks. I want us to be vocal on that, but then also be vocal on things like Black Lives Matter. So we have multiple goals with this show, and it's a show that I'm truly passionate about and a show that I think that can hopefully inspire change in society.
When did the show start?
So me and John, we also have an NBA Most Valuable podcast show where we just talked basketball. And this was a show, we were just talking about this topic, right, about Asian stuff, right after one episode. And so I think we started recording in December, and it's been gaining pretty good traction since then because of the topics we talk about.
So you kind of touched on this a little bit already, but you recently put out a podcast episode about the increased attacks against Asian communities. How did it feel to put that out? And will you continue to speak out about social issues within the community?
I've been having a lot of conversations. I'm sure you're aware of the app Clubhouse. Clubhouse has also been a very valuable tool in continuing these conversations. And for me, that episode was obviously very important because I really wanted to send a message. I was really frustrated by some of the things that were going on, especially the context as a Canadian, seeing there being zero coverage of the anti-Asian attacks in Canada when there has been. I believe I saw something from The Next Shark, which is a Asian-based IG account, where they were able to announce that like there was a 700% increase in attacks against Asians. But it took an American-based Asian IG account for me to know that, and not from the mainstream media. Zero coverage. So that was one of the main things we were talking about in that episode. But then also pointing out the fact that, like, yes, we have to be outspoken on these things, but we also need to make this a habit on being outspoken, period, on all injustices. So that was some of the main takeaways of that episode.
What inspires you most about working on this podcast, and what keeps you motivated?
For me, I see myself in that I feel like there are so many people who can relate with my experience in terms of maybe not feeling proud to be Asian growing up. What keeps me going is like, I really want more Asians to be proud of who they are and really understand what it means to be an Asian, be able to self-reflect as a community on some of our wrongdoings in the past, some of the times where we haven't been there for other communities during their issues. And I just want to inspire change because I believe that we have great people in our community And there's just been miscommunication between our community and other communities. And by starting conversations like the ones we're having in the podcast, that's the start of progress.
What challenges have you faced since the launch of the podcast?
I think for someone like me, I have so many ideas of what I want to talk about because, again, I make reference to Clubhouse because I've been listening to so many different convos. And one of the things I get frustrated with sometimes is trying to convey all those things I hear into the podcast because there's been so much information, so many different perspectives, and to contextualize it and vocalize it from my perspective is really hard. So I tried to find guests who can speak to some of those things because, you know, sometimes there are some things it's not my place to say. And I think one thing we're trying to continuously do, which I believe you will see soon with the future episodes, we're going to have some very unique voices when it comes to some of the topics, the more heavy topics around the Asian community.
And I guess you touched on this a little bit as well, but what do you see for the future of the podcast?
I see this podcast as something really, really big. I really, truly believe in this podcast to be something more than just a podcast. Like, we have plans to expand into YouTube, connect with other Asian content creators, go to Southern California, you know, finally connect with the Asian people there. But for me, I think that this show represents a group of Asian people who might have felt alienated in the past. And again, I really want our podcast, our show, to speak to them so that we can create more unity, more love, and more peace.